The word today is honor. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. The Apostle Peter teaches us to set apart Christ as Lord. We usually set apart things of special value to protect them or to show them off. We are to show special respect to Jesus and value His love for us above all else. We give Jesus more respect and love Him more as we grow in faith. Here to lead us into a better understanding of this is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Honor.
There's a very important principle that people have to learn when they are thinking of becoming a Christian. When someone is talking to us about the Savior Jesus, they're explaining how He suffered and died for us. They're sharing with us the forgiveness of God that is available through Jesus Christ. And maybe you're being pulled toward Him. Maybe you're feeling the tug from the Holy Spirit that you should confess your sins, that you should receive Jesus Christ as your Lord. And the principle we're going to be talking about today is that when you come as a person who wants to become a Christian, you are to set apart Christ Jesus as Lord. And we're going to talk about what that means. This instruction comes from 1 Peter. This was the first of three letters from the Apostle Peter. And in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, we're kind of cutting in the middle of a discussion, but we're talking about a particular point here. But in your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you, to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander. Just a quick thought here before we get into all of this discussion about setting Christ apart as Lord and honoring Jesus, esteeming Jesus. First is that our actions need to be in conformity with our faith, with our confession. If you're saying that you really value the Lord Jesus and He is your Savior, that you love God, and then you go out and live a wicked and evil and corrupt life, you're going to be causing confusion in the minds of others, and they will think of you as a hypocrite because you're not backing up your words with your actions. And so that's why Peter is saying here that when you call Jesus Christ Lord, when you say that He is your Savior and that you honor Him, you need to keep a clear conscience. And God has given us a conscience. He has given us the law written on our heart, as it is called, so that we will know right from wrong, and so that with the guidance of the Word of God, we will steer clear of sin that would bring ill repute upon Jesus. We want to show love and kindness and goodness and the virtues that are fit for a Christian. So if there is a sin that needs to be repented of, if there is a part of that old fleshly worldly life that was wrong and does not fit with the Christian life, we must be done with it. We must be a new person, born again. We must be clothed with Christ and put away the deeds of evil and the flesh and darkness. Now, with that principle in place, let's talk about what it means to call Jesus Lord. The term Lord means master, ruler. It means that you're putting Jesus in the position of authority in your life. It means that no longer will you attempt to run the show yourself, but that you are relying upon Christ. You are now serving Him. You are intentionally no longer trying to be the one who commands your life, but you will live according to the principles and the sayings of Jesus. You're making Him Lord. Now, the reason you do this, why would anyone on earth do this? Well, the reason is because Christ has given himself in death on the cross to save you from your sins so that you will not fall under the condemnation of God the Father, but will be forgiven by him. That is well worth putting Jesus in the position as Lord. Peter's really talking here about setting apart Christ. Now, what does it mean to be set apart? And I talk occasionally about things that people value, and they offer them special protection. Or maybe they have a special location in their home where this valuable thing is set. In fact, some people even make shrines. Now, there are individuals in other religions who have shrines to certain deities, and they set up these shrines. In the Bible, that's called idolatry. It is worship of something that is not truly God. There is only one Lord God. There is only one creator of this world, and he is also the one who gave his Son to die so that you would have forgiveness of sins. This is clearly explained in the Gospels, where Jesus is identified as the one who came to seek and to save the lost, the individuals that aren't aware, they're not aware of what God has done through Jesus Christ. That's one of the reasons why we have this program, is to get the knowledge of Jesus out there to more and more people. Now, in terms of honoring Jesus, this means setting him apart. Just as if you had that valuable object or something you want to protect it, you wouldn't throw it into a junk drawer or box. You would set it up on its own. You would make sure that it's not getting dirty or that it doesn't have a chance of getting knocked over and destroyed. You may protect it. You value it highly. And when it comes to Jesus Christ, there is this component of valuing the Lord Jesus greatly, adoring him, respecting him. And one of the best ways to really set apart Christ as Lord is to spend time listening to what he says. I'm reminded how Mary and the others would sit at the feet of Jesus and listen to him. They knew, as Peter said, that he had the words of eternal life. And he said, "Where else will we go? You're the one that has the words of eternal life." And so really one of the best ways that you can honor Jesus and set him apart as Lord is to familiarize yourself with the Bible more and more, and especially the Gospels, the accounts of Jesus' life, so that you get to know him very well. That's called being a disciple, being a student of Jesus. It is very much honoring to Jesus and respectful of Christ to want to become a disciple, a student of Jesus, to learn how he thinks and to act in similar fashion. Now, this honoring of Jesus, setting him apart, is a beautiful thing. It brings us closer to the Lord God. It really informs us about the great love that God has for us in Jesus. And it motivates us to honor Christ. One of the things that you will want to do in order to honor Jesus is to get rid of profanity. Now, I want to just talk for a couple of minutes about the way people misuse the name of God. It is so common today to use vulgarity. Vulgarity is coarse language, ugly language. But even worse is when individuals misuse the name of God. Now, remember, the name of God is holy. And one of the commandments that was given to us was, "You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain." That's called profaning God's name. It's just the opposite of setting apart Christ as Lord, would be to just drag his name through the mud, to just make nothing special of the name of Jesus. And that's what many individuals do. They do it when they're angry or frustrated. They will use the name of Jesus inappropriately. They will curse or swear using God's name. This is what's called profanity. It is lowering and defaming the name of God. We are supposed to do the opposite and hold God's name up as precious. So our words and our thoughts are supposed to be very protective of the name of God. We're not supposed to use it in a very vulgar way, in a worldly way. And the more that you honor Jesus and the more you learn about Christ, you will value him and love him more and more, and you'll be more aware of the times that you've misused the name of Jesus. And you will start to eliminate this from your life. Instead of just treating Jesus like he's another slang phrase or something to be said when you're angry, you will start to realize that his name is sacred and holy, and you will want to honor him. I always use the example that if you have someone in your family that's honored or esteemed, if you were swinging a hammer or using a tool and you slipped and hurt yourself, you would not call out their name in anger and disgust because you love them, you care about them. Well, if you love and care for your Lord and Savior Jesus, you're not going to misuse his name either. It really tells us how sensitized people are to setting apart Christ as Lord by how they use his name. I encourage you to call upon the name of Jesus. The scriptures say, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you will glorify me. So value your Lord Jesus Christ. Set him apart. Honor him. Esteem him. Respect him. For he gave his life for you so that you could have the forgiveness of sins and life everlasting. So hold the name of Jesus proudly and honor it. And most of all, become a disciple, a person who loves Christ and wants to learn to grow to be like him.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.